You'll be the all-star of your relationship when you pick up your special someone a gift from Amazon.com this Valentine's Day. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob as a podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with an Amazing Race special presentation, a special podcast. We have breaking news coming up at this hour. As we all know, the Amazing Race, I believe it's 24, is going to kick off on Sunday, February 23rd. And as we have been prognosticating for the last few weeks, that it is an all-star season of the Amazing Race. So the cast list has just dropped officially. There's been a lot of speculation for the last few months. And here with us is our crack Amazing Race expert and the woman who is about to leave to on her own amazing vacation to go get married. It's Jessica Leese.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, Jessica, this is like some very nerdy last second bachelorette party that we're having.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yes. How close are you now to leaving for your very exciting wedding?
We're leaving for the airport in about 12 hours.
Okay. And it's not an Amazing Race themed wedding in any way, right?
No. I tried to get that one passed him and he vetoed it.
Yeah. What could you do to have an Amazing Race themed wedding?
Well, you'd stand on a mat, I suppose, and you could get Phil to officiate and you get to choose between, you know, two different activities during the reception. I don't know.
I feel like you could get Phil to officiate your wedding much easier, and he'd be more into it than Jeff Probst would be to officiate your wedding.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Although I remember at the America's Tribal Council that Jeff Probst told Robin Amber that he is an ordained minister, much like Queen Latifah.
Well, anybody, they're handing those degrees out like candy. You can go on the internet and buy one.
You're like Matt Hoffman, who married one of the couples that is going to be competing in Amazing Race 24.
He certainly did.
Yeah. All right. So this is very exciting. So it's Amazing Race All Stars here. Now, I feel like this is a little convoluted, because we have had Amazing Race All Stars before, but we're just calling this Amazing Race All Stars, right?
Yeah, I think I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
Yeah. And so let me give the 11 teams that are going to be competing on Amazing Race All-Stars this season. And then let's just talk like big picture. And then in a couple of weeks when you get back from your wedding and honeymoon, then we'll go do a full preview of the season and talk about who we think is going to win and stuff like that. So really in this podcast, I just want to talk about who the cast is and sort of like who are we surprised to see and not surprised to see. So just giving you the list real quick. Okay, so of course we have the Brendan and Rachel from Amazing Race 20. We have Mark and Bopper from Amazing Race 20, Cord and Jet from Season 16 and 18. We have Dave and Connor from Amazing Race 22. We have the Globetrotters from Amazing Race 15 and 18. We have our Cowgirls from, or Country Music Singers from Amazing Race 22. Megan and Joey are also back from Season 22. And here's John and Jessica from Amazing Race 22. We have the Afghanimals, your favorite team. They're back from last season. Plus Margie and Luke. They are back from seasons 14 and 18. And the Twinnies are also back from season 21. And Jessica, am I correct that we have our first three-time Amazing Race players in this new season?
Yep. For better or worse, we have our first three-time players.
Now, I was surprised when I saw this list because, first off, I think I had gotten some bad intel. Again, I don't really seek out the cast list beforehand, but I had thought some people were on the season that actually were not. And I was surprised to see three-timers on the cast because I had thought this was all going to be people who had been Amazing Race All-Star since Unfinished Business.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, too. And I feel like they were really kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Whoa. That's a tough talk from Jessica.
You know, they needed a few more seasons to let some teams kind of percolate. And it's really, it feels like one of two things is going on here. It feels like they're either sort of trying to manufacture a win for one of the three Peter teams because they love them. Or they've got so many of the rest of the teams. There are so many from one season. It seems like they really didn't like the outcome of that season, and they're trying to like replay it.
Yeah. So now none of these teams that are in the race have won before, right?
No, that is true. So there's only ever been one set of winners who have run twice.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from the ones that won the second time out.
And who's that? Uchenna and Joyce?
Yeah, Uchenna and Joyce are the only winners to ever come back and play again.
Okay, so do you want to talk about who are we surprised to see or who are we surprised to not see? Where do you want to go with this?
Well, there were so many names floating around for months and months before they even... Like, even as early as, like, last June, I was hearing cast lists and people who had been approached. So, there are, I think, almost everybody that's run the race in the past, like, five seasons got at least, you know, poked at by casting.
Okay, so let's talk about our snubs here. Who are the people that were not, that we do not have on the season? Because I'll tell you, the one team that I really thought were, I thought that Tim and Marie were on this season up until the point that the cast list dropped. I'm very surprised to not see them.
They turned it down, apparently.
Oh.
I thought they were going to do it as well. And, you know, if any team was suited to be All-Stars.
Yeah.
Now, but apparently they weren't interested in running again.
Really? That surprises me.
Yeah, it surprises me as well.
Yeah. Because they were such good TV, and I kind of feel like we are robbed now of a Rachel versus Marie fight at a pit stop where Marie could steal Rachel's cab, and nobody gets in between me and my man. I feel like it would have been in one of the all-time great rivalries of reality TV.
It's true. We were denied that. It's actually Marie versus anybody is good television.
It would have been great. So I was very surprised to not have them back again. Who else were you most surprised to not see on this season?
Most surprised to not see. That's a very good question. I was surprised to not see Max and Katie.
Yeah.
If they're bringing back everybody from season 22, they were kind of the stars of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. They stirred the pot. They were a good team. Who are the other people from? How about the Chippendales?
Yeah, they were on a lot of the early cast lists that I heard about, and I think they may have turned it down as well. It's
really?
A demanding schedule they have, Chippendaling.
Yeah, well, I was at the Rio in January, and there certainly is plenty of James and James to be seen, and you could take that however you want at the Rio.
I was at
Vegas.
The Rio 10 days ago. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of signage of James and James.
Yes. James. They are the stars of the Rio.
Yeah. There you go. What about now, I know they were winners from their season. But I feel like Dave and Rachel were also really, really good. I really loved The Amazing Race 20. I feel like he had a couple of good teams that were there. I know you're bringing back Mark and Bopper and Brendan and Rachel, but Dave and Rachel were really good too.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Maybe they were a little too good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were one of those teams that just kind of steamrolled over everybody else that season. And it might be that if they brought them back, they'd just do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a few other teams that would be great. Anybody else that you think feels like a glaring omission?
I would have wanted to see, well, there's, I don't know about glaring omissions, but there's teams I definitely would have wanted to see come back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Who are the teams that you feel like maybe their story might have been better than seeing some of the teams come back that did?
Well, I was really hoping to see Imani and Marcus,
mm-hmm.
who were, I think, they were season, what season were they? Were they 20 as well? I think they were 20. They were 19 or 20.
Yeah.
And I thought they were fantastic, and they were great television. And I feel like this cast is a giant sausage fest.
Well, if you're going to have a sausage fest, ideally, a giant sausage fest is the type that you would want to have.
Well, I guess so. I mean, I'm not prone to qualifying my sausage fests here, but... I wanted to see more women. I want to see Pam and Winnie would have been great.
I thought Pam and Winnie were on this season also. That was another one that I felt like I got bad intel.
They were on the list, and then they fell off the list.
What happened? Did Reality Blur post a cast list? I'm trying to remember what I saw that I thought that I got the bad intel.
That was on Reality Blurred, yeah.
Okay. So who ended up... So then... and they had Tim and Marie, right?
They had Tim and Marie.
Okay. So then who ended up taking their places? Then we had Pam and Winnie out. Then who came in instead of Pam and Winnie?
I feel like the cast lists that I saw around the time that Reality Blurred one dropped didn't have any three-peaters on it.
Okay, got
it. So I feel like maybe they called in the three-peaters at the last minute.
Got it, that makes
sense.
Decided
we don't have enough good teams. We should bring in these ones that we know everybody loves.
Yeah. And what about Misa and Maya? When are they getting their second chance?
Misa and Maya are going to need to go find another show, I'm afraid.
I'd like to see them back in the saddle.
Yeah, they should call up Alex Stein. I'm sure he's got a whole list of shows they can try out for.
All right, so again, there's so many different... you could have gone a lot of different ways with this. Okay, so let's talk about some of the people that are there. Okay, some of the things, definitely, they got right. Some of the things, I think, were probably a little questionable. Let's go down the list. Brendan and Rachel, this was a no-brainer. You have to bring back Brendan and Rachel, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they were fantastic. They were much like Rob and Amber before them. They're a very polarizing team. They're a lightning rod. They're always going to be great television. So very excited to see more Brentchel back on The Amazing Race.
Yeah, and I feel like they're very self-aware.
Yeah.
Nothing happens that they don't know is going to happen.
Yeah. Jessica, does the Amazing Race superfan embrace Brentchel, or is the Amazing Race superfan sort of indifferent to them, but their Big Brother fan base just really carries them?
I think it's mostly they're carried by their Big Brother fan base. I know that a lot of Amazing Race fans get very grumpy when they bring in people from other shows. Like, they were grumpy about Rob and Amber, they were grumpy about Ethan and Jenna, they were grumpy about that one really early season that had the girl from Big Brother and her non-famous boyfriend.
Yeah, Allison and her boyfriend that she was cheating on in the house.
Yes, that's the one. But I feel like Brendan and Rachel started out, everybody was hoping they'd be off soon and they were irritated by them. But I feel like over time they grew on a lot of people. They certainly grew on me.
Yeah. And the Brentchel race style, they are, well, I don't want to preview it too much, but they are, whereas in the Big Brother house, they hate the floaters. They're sort of like, they have mastered the art of floating in the Amazing Race.
Yeah, I feel like the racers don't float so much as draft.
Yeah.
You want to get sort of NASCAR on that?
Drafters get your life vest?
Yeah.
Drafters get your seatbelt. I don't know what we would say there. Okay. Mark and Bopper, very excited that they brought back. I mean, I think they brought back the two best teams from season 20, my two favorite teams to watch. So super excited to see Mark and Bopper back. Love these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. They were a no-brainer.
Yeah. So and they kind of got like, can we say they got a raw deal? They sort of had an unsatisfying end to their season. Like everybody was rooting for them, and they just came up short.
Yeah, but they were one of those teams. I don't feel like they were exceptional racers. They did a lot better, sort of like Chuck and Winona in their season. They did better than everybody thought they were going to do, and that made you root for them harder. But at a certain point, they hit a wall.
Okay, tell me about Cord and Jet, because, you know, I really started to put my laser focus on The Amazing Race around season 20 when we started podcasting about these shows. So they're a little bit before my time, Cord and Jet.
Yeah, Cord and Jet, they're interesting because I don't think they're particularly compelling, but they are incredibly polarizing.
Yeah, why? What do they do that's so polarizing?
Well, there are things they've done on the show and things they've done off the show. And I can't really, I was not there, but at the first TarCon they attended, I heard that one of them used a sort of a word that you're not supposed to use.
Oh, no.
To refer to one of the other teams, and it was extremely offensive, and a lot of people kind of backed off from them from that. But I was not there, I didn't witness it, and they were perfectly nice to me. But okay, in their first season, in season 16, they were really strong racers, and they were kind of that charming fish out of water type. And when they came back, they didn't get along with the other teams, sort of like the Afghanimals. you could tell there was some animosity there, and they spun it like these guys are a huge threat and we want them out, but you never really got a sense of what was actually going on. It was just like the other teams liked each other and didn't seem to like the Cowboys as much.
So are they fan favorites?
They are another polarizing team. It's very strange. I feel like every single team that has ever had a fan base that has sent death threats to someone.
Oh, no.
And the Cowboys are kind of, they're a milder version of that. But you have, like, you have the Cowboys, you have the Globetrotters, you have Brandon and Rachel, you have YouTube, you have the Afghanimals. Like, there's pretty much everything we say in the upcoming season about anything that happens to anybody on this race, someone's going to get very pissed off and they're going to call us idiots.
Okay, good. It should be a fun season. All right, Dave and Connor are back. I love seeing Dave and Connor back. I feel like they were one of the people where it seemed like the race was going to be theirs to win. And again, we podcast during season 22. And I feel like a lot of times during season 22, we were saying, boy, is this a good season of The Amazing Race? Like, are the teams in this, like, the race is competitive, but are, and you had even said at that time that, like, a great Amazing Race team would just be lapping everybody. And that's where, yeah, Dave and Connor were. And before they ultimately, Dave, I think, would he tear his ACL?
He tore his Achilles tendon.
Yeah. So, but they were doing great. They seemed like a super fun team. Really excited to see Dave and Connor get a second chance, because I do feel like with them, they do have unfinished business.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And I think the season 22 felt a little bit lackluster, and they're bringing back so many teams from that season just because of that.
Yeah.
Like, they want to re-spin it. They want to tell that story again, only this time they get the outcome they wanted.
Yeah. All right, so now we have the Globetrotters are back also. So many basketball players on CBS this spring.
Yeah, I mean, the Globetrotters didn't go to North Korea, though, so there's...
not yet.
They're already not the most interesting.
All right, so here's Flight Time and Big Easy.
Yep. Flight Time and Big Easy. Yeah, I don't have any quarrel with them at all. They're fun TV. If they're going to bring back a team to three-peat, there are many worse teams you could bring back.
Okay. Speaking of, here are the Cowgirl. Oh, not the Cowgirls, the country music singers. Now, all season long, I felt like we kept saying, can you tell which one is Jennifer and which one is Caroline? I still can't. The country music singers are back.
Well, it helps that one of them is like a foot taller than the other one.
Which one is that?
And Jennifer is the taller one.
Yeah. I don't know what they did to warrant a return trip to The Amazing Race.
They were girls and did not say no to casting.
Yeah.
I think they were probably one of the teams that got slotted in sort of last minute.
Yeah, so we need sort of like a sexy girl team, and we don't really have, with all due respect to our amazing, wonderful twinnies, we need to have our babe team.
Yeah, it's basically you need the sexy girls and you need the smart girls, or the like intense girls.
Yeah. So there was no other way we could have gone for sexy girl team on The Amazing Race?
Well, I don't think so. Well, actually, honestly, there's a sexy girl team I'd like to see come back. And if you're going to bring back a three-peater, I feel like the team you want to bring back is Dustin and Candace.
Okay.
They were way before your time, Rob. They were seasons 10 and 11. They raced back to back. They were Miss California and Miss New York. And they were insanely strong racers and fun to watch and nice to each other most of the time. And that's the team I'd like to see three-peat. Plus, if you're going to bring back Jervis to Survivor, you can bring back a team from, 14 seasons ago.
Yeah. Would you have rather seen the Baseball Bunnies in this spot?
No.
I'm trying to think of any other female teams. I know Pam and Winnie were in the mix, that we saw them on the cast list.
There was a joke going around on Twitter between Katie and Marie were joking around that they should have applied as a team. And that's a team I would have watched.
Okay.
I would have rooted hard for that team.
All right, so we'll see how Jennifer and Caroline fare this time. Now, here comes also, this is the first of three in a row from season 22. Joey and Megan are back. We have the Team YouTube, the YouTube sensation. Boy, is it just me? I mean, Joey, like, I feel like he looks nothing like Joey from season 22.
Maybe he finally hit puberty.
I don't know. But he's like, he seems like I've seen like him on YouTube. He looks like he's like working out. Like he's like, he seems like he's like in much better physical shape than he was when he was like on the first time in the Amazing Race.
Well, maybe this time they're actually in it to compete. I felt like last time, maybe they were just in it for exposure and to have fun.
Yeah. I mean, and Joey has become amazingly successful with his YouTube channel.
Yeah, you know, he makes like six figures off that YouTube channel.
Yeah, what is he doing messing around on The Amazing Race?
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, is he preparing to like buy out YouTube? He needs some seed money?
I don't know. We did a podcast with Shane Dawson during the Big Brother season, and Shane Dawson and Joey are friends. And really, I mean, Joey is a huge deal on YouTube. I have to say, I'm not super familiar with Megan's work, but... we talked about it too when Joey's car got towed. So it feels like going back on The Amazing Race. I don't even know why he's doing it.
Yeah, well, I think they probably recorded pretty hard because they brought in a lot of fans that had never seen the show before.
Yeah.
And those fans are intensely loyal. Again, they're one of those factions that gets really upset if you say one bad word about their favorite team.
Okay. Well, they're popular for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, can Joey and Megan win the race?
You know, anybody can win the race.
Yeah, I guess that's
fair. I feel like if the Beekman boys can win the race, no disrespect to the Beekman boys because they're lovely people and their season was very fun, but if they can win a race, I feel like anybody can.
Yeah, the Beekman boys have become the Trent Dilfer of Amazing Race teams where they just point to like, well, hey, if the 2000 Ravens could win a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer as quarterback, then anybody can win.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. All right. Now, here's the one that I'm really very surprised to see. John and Jessica are back from season 22 as well. Jessica, what is going on here? Why are these guys back?
These guys are back because, well, if it was a true unfinished business season, these guys would be back for sure.
Yes.
I think in this case, I feel like production thought these guys were going to be a much bigger force to be reckoned with than they were.
Yeah, well, they started off really strong. They had the Express Pass. Of course, they famously didn't use the Express Pass when they had it, and I'm sure there will be nothing but comedy gold should they get another Express Pass during this season. But the reason why I kind of think that maybe this might be a smart thing to have them back, correct me if I'm wrong, don't a lot of teams from their season dislike them?
Yeah, they definitely courted some drama.
They pissed people off.
And I feel like they're not just going to have that going on with people from their season. I think it's going to happen with all of them. Like, the thing I'm really interested to see, just because John fancied himself such a mastermind of the game and he was always kind of strategizing and trying to be sort of the Richard Hatch of the Amazing Race, I want to see what happens when he has to compete with the Afghanimals, who also think that they are on a different show.
Yeah, sometimes that happens where it's like somebody wants it so bad that it makes the other teams like want to amp up their game and end up hating that team. That happens in Miss Survivor sometimes, and it can happen on The Amazing Race. Yeah.
I think John and Jessica, much like Brendan and Rachel, are a lightning rod.
Okay, good. Well, that'll be very fun. And maybe, you know, we'll get to see our John and Jessica feuding with Brendan and Rachel. Maybe that's where the big explosion comes from this season.
Well, there's going to be a big explosion somewhere, and that's as good a guess as any.
Okay, here we go. Here's Leo and Jamal back. It's the Afghanimals, and Jess, I'm happy to see the Afghanimals back.
You know, honestly, they're in the top half. If I was ranking all of the teams, I have to grudgingly put them in the top half.
Yeah, I met these guys at the Survivor finale in December. They were super nice. I enjoyed them this season. I think Leo is hilarious. I was happy to see them back.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I did not get to meet them. They didn't come to the finale on the East Coast. But I'm willing to give them another chance. They did grow on me over time. I started out disliking them intensely, and I only mildly disliked them by the end. So.
Okay, and they also are good because they also piss everybody off.
Exactly. Like, I want to see what happens when they are in very close quarters with Brenchel and John and Jessica and YouTube. Like, there's going to be a lot of screeching.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Okay, now here's Margie and Luke again, a team that I'm not super familiar with from before we started podcasting about the show. Are you fans of Margie and Luke?
You know, I feel like such a dick when I say this, but no, I'm not. You can't say bad things about the deaf kid. It just kind of puts me in a very uncomfortable position, but I didn't like him as a racer, and I am not excited to see them again.
Yeah. Why? Are they fan favorites? Is it sort of like a, they have a big sort of, people are very sympathetic to Luke that he is a deaf racer?
Yeah, they certainly have their fans, but I feel like this is another one of those cases of CBS really wanting to make them happen, and I'm not sure that they are going to happen.
Okay. And then finally, here they are, another no-brainer. This was a great job here. It would have been a huge miss if they couldn't get the twinnies are back, Natalie and Nadia. You fool!
Oh, go, Twinny!
Twinny,
go,
Twinny, Twinny, come on, let's go! Yay. Let's go, Twinny, come on, you fool!
Bloody fool!
Yes, that's good. And this could be another group that I could see, like, where Rachel is doing something, and then they're like, come on, let's go, let's do it. And really flusters Rachel. So this could be a very sort of explosive, dynamic season. I am looking forward to this.
Yeah, yeah, the Twinnies don't do anything to intentionally piss other people off like some of the other teams might, but sometimes they just piss people off by being them.
Yeah, but because they root so hard for each other, and so like you're doing a challenge and they're like come on Twinny, let's go, like it gets in your head.
Yeah, I love them. I'm really looking forward to seeing them. If they're gonna bring back one team from that season, that's the team I'd want them to bring back.
Yeah, I am looking forward to seeing them back also. So do we know of any big twists or anything in this new season?
Well, the twist that I'm hearing is they're saying one team will not make it to the starting line.
Oh, no.
And I don't know exactly how that's going down, but the one thing I do know is that the cast as you see it now is not totally the cast that's going to be out on the race course.
So you're saying that they're going to like pull like a Wanda and Jonathan on somebody, and there's only going to be 10 teams that are actually in the race?
No, there's going to be 11 teams. They're just not all of the people you see there.
I'm confused, Jessica.
I'm confused too, but there you have it.
Okay. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Maybe we'll get more information as we get closer. So,
you know, I have a feeling like the people that are the most on the inside of this have no idea how it went down or why it happened. But okay. So I'm really excited to see how the show spins it.
Yeah, this is very cryptic. Are you being cryptic or you really don't know how it's going?
I honestly don't know how it's going. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything for people that are trying to remain spoiler free.
So you're being cryptic.
I'm being slightly cryptic.
Being slightly cryptic. All right.
I'm not telling you what happens. I'm just saying something happened and I don't know why.
Okay. All right. We'll have to see how that goes up. So how many weeks out are we from the Amazing Race? So I guess from Sunday, it's going to be 3 weeks from Sunday?
3 weeks from Sunday.
And you're going to be back for when the season starts, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be back in a week.
Okay, great. And so we need to figure out when we will do our cast preview and pick our winners for Amazing Race 24. But I'm very excited for the season.
Yeah, yeah. It's all going to come together.
Yeah. So this is going to be great. Now, Jessica, you wrote a very interesting blog this week, which you told me was the nerdiest thing you had ever written.
It is very much the nerdiest thing I'd ever written. I've spent a lot of time, just because I'm curious about this, I did a lot of digging and I came up with some international editions of The Amazing Race just to see how they do it in other countries. And there are a lot of twists that we've never seen stateside. And so I kind of cataloged some of those twists and wrote them up for Rob Has a Website.
Okay, so what were some of the more interesting twists that you would like to see implemented into U.S. Amazing Race from the international versions?
Well, the one I loved, like almost my favorite thing, I think, is the handicap, which is Norway's version of the speed bump. And it's really brilliant in its simplicity because the team that's came in last on the non-elimination leg has to then go through the regular race course the same as everybody else, but when they get to one task, it's going to be a little bit harder for them.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's better than a speed bump. It's less complicated. And, you know, it's it slows them down, but it doesn't knock them out.
Has the show ever taken things that happen on international versions and then implementing them on the U.S. version?
I'm not as far as I know. Like, off the top of my head, I don't think so. But we've seen things debut at almost the exact same time. Like, the Express Pass came out in Latin America and Canada very shortly after it did in the U.S.
How many different versions of The Amazing Race are there?
There are 13 versions.
Wow. And you've watched some of all the different Amazing Race versions?
All but one.
Yeah.
I couldn't find any Amazing Race France, and it really makes me sad.
If somebody was going to check out one international version of The Amazing Race, who is the best one? And am I being crazy to think that we have the best Amazing Race?
No, the best season of The Amazing Race, of any edition of The Amazing Race, is Amazing Race Australia Season 2, hands down.
Why is it so great?
Because they nailed the casting. Like, everybody is charming. There are villains, but there aren't any boring teams. They go to some really cool places, including Cuba, which Amazing Race US is never going to go to. And it's just, like, as a whole package, it's everything you want in an Amazing Race season.
Okay. All right, well, I'm very much looking forward to getting underway here with the Amazing Race 24. And we'll do our cast preview in just a few weeks. Just one aside. So we had our Survivor roast on this past Sunday. If there was going to be an Amazing Race roast, besides Phil, who is the Amazing Racer that would most that it would work best to have a roast for?
There are several. Like, it depends on how far back you want to go.
Go back all time. Who's the most iconic Amazing Race team that you'd want to have a roast for?
The most iconic of all time. Well, I think we could make a case for Kevin and Drew from season one.
Okay, that'd be fun.
We could make a case for Charlotte and Myrna.
Yeah.
That's the roast I want to see.
Yeah. There's a lot of material there.
Yeah, there's definitely, and there are a lot of early season teams that people were very, very into just because they were great people.
Okay.
And I don't know that you want to roast those people, but you want to roast someone who can dish it out in return.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jessica, thank you so much. I hope you have a amazing wedding. And is this a wedding and honeymoon?
No, it's just wedding. Honeymoon, we haven't figured out yet because, go figure, I'm a little bit into travel and we're having a hard time narrowing it down.
Okay. Well, all the best to you. Everybody from Rob as a Podcast, sends you wonderful wishes for your wedding. Thanks for doing it. I know you probably have a million things to be doing right now. So thanks for taking some time and talking about the new season of Amazing Race.
Yeah, well, I never turn down an opportunity to talk about the Amazing Race on Rob Has a Podcast.
Oh, well, thank you so much. All right, Jessica, take care.
Thanks.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Jessica Lease talking about the cast of Amazing Race 24 and surprises and snubs and all sorts of stuff like that. Okay, so I'm going to be back. The next podcast that I'm going to have for you is going to be on Wednesday night, live at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, talking about this week's latest elimination on Opposite Worlds. That's going to be on Wednesday night. The voting is going on all week long for Mr. Survivor. I've ordered a very special prize for Mr. Survivor. I think that Mr. Survivor is going to be very, very excited when he sees exactly what I have in store for him. So once I have that here in my hands, I should have it by the end of the week. I'll post some pictures of what I have in store for Mr. Survivor. The roast went off on Sunday night. The audio is up if you want to check out the roast on robiswebsite.com. I'm also going to have a video of the roast available for $5 if you want to purchase the full video of the roast from Sunday night. So lots of stuff going on. Plenty more shows coming along the way. We are going to do our big Miss Survivor results show on the Monday after the Super Bowl, which is going to be February 3rd. So plenty of exciting stuff. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes to subscribe in iTunes, or robhasawebsite.com/Stitcher for your Stitcher. And please, we always appreciate it when you leave us feedback on iTunes and a 5-star rating if you think we deserve it. Okay, I'm going to go lay down. I've really been feeling pretty lousy the last 24 hours. I was starting to get a little run down from the weekend with doing everything for the roast, but I felt like I made it through okay. And then on Monday night, I just started to feel really, really terrible. And then I was up all night sick. And I think that what ended up happening is I think I got food poisoning on Monday. So I'm just pretty miserable right now. So I'm going to try to go ahead and get some rest and get back to being myself. So hope everybody has a great rest of their week. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.